Boker Tov, good morning. Today's class should be for the Refuah Shalma of all the Cholim, of Yifrat Shalma ben Sarah, David ben Rachel, Yafa bat Devar, Rivka bat Achaver, Rivka bat Esther, Shalma ben Esther, Rifaim ben Ayam, Moshe ben Chana, Yafa bat Miriam, Yehuda ben Yafa, Chaya, Sarah bat Simcha, Rech ben Chana, David ben Esther, Shimcha ben Malka, Miriam bat Achaver, Aliza bat Miriam, Chana, Liana bat Naomi, Rachel Esther bat Tamar, Esther bat Chana, and Gabriela Gitel bat Beracha, Lahavdil lul Nishmat, Elishua bat Aharon, Aharon ben Yitzchak, Binyamin ben Yitzchak, Eliel Dina bat Ephraim, also for the condolences of the Alav HaShalom, Shimon ben Sarah, that he passed away this morning, last night. Okay, we left off at the top of Lamed Amud Aleph, I think about 10 lines into the page. The first word on the line is Hacha, maybe like 5 lines away from the longer lines. So the Gemara says, what happens if Parashat Shekalim falls out on Kitisa itself? Meaning it falls out that same week that we read that we read Kitisa. And so essentially we would be reading it twice. So the Gemara says, Amar v'yitchag napcha, karu shita min v'asita adayakel. You would have 6 aliyot read from v'asita until the end of the parasha, which is v'ayakel. V'chad kare mikitisa ad v'asita. And somebody goes back, they skip Kitisa, then somebody for the last part, he goes back and rereads Kitisa. Matkif Abayez, Abayez, a problem with this. Why? Hashta Amre, the Mafreya Hudakari. People are going to say he's reading, the person is reading out of order. He's reading it retroactively. Meaning what, you're reading the rest of the parashah, then you go back to the beginning and read the beginning after. You can't do that. Ela Amar Abaye, Karu Shita Ad Vayakel. You should have 6 people read until Vayakel. Vechatane Vekari Mikitisa Ad Vasita. And one person goes back and rereads the parashat Shekalim of Kitisa. He says, instead of skipping it, you reread it so people don't say you're reading out of order. Okay, Tanya Kavate Dabaye is a brighter like Abaye, Chaliyot Vekitisa. If it falls out on Parashat Kitisa, Atzma, Korinota Vekoflinota, we would read it twice, we would double read it. Okay, the Gemara then says, Chaliyot Betocha Shabbat, Makivin Shabbat Shavra. If it falls out on Shabbat, we read it the previous Shabbat. If Parashat Shekalim falls out on that Shabbat, so we read it. If Rosh Chodesh Adar, rather, if it falls out on Shabbat, so we would read Parashat Shekalim. Here, so over here, it's actually saying if it falls out during the Shabbat, during the week, not on Shabbat itself. So if it falls out during the week, so Shekalim is read the previous Shabbat. So the Gemara explains. It says, Itmar, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechaliot Be'erev Shabbat. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Friday, Rav Amar Makdimin, Shmuel Amar Me'acherin. Rav says we read it earlier, and Shmuel says no, we read it after. Rav Amar Makdimin, Rav says we read it earlier. Why? Dimken Batsri Lehu Yomei Shulchanot. Because if we read it after, what are we doing? We according to their opinion of Rabban Shimon Megamliel, that we said there's supposed to be 15 days or 2 weeks, let's call it, for the money changers to come into the city in order for them to help out with the people who want to bring the Shekalim. So he says there's not going to be enough days because we're pushing it, instead of reading it before, we're reading it the day after the first of Adar. So it would be the second of Adar, and that would already not be the 2 weeks that Rabban Shimon Megamliel had prescribed. V'Shemuel Amar, Shemuel says, Me'acherin, we delay it, we read it after Shabbat, we read it after Rosh Chodesh Adar. Amar Lach, he says to you, Sof Sof Chamesar B'Ma'ale Shabtam Mikla, he says that the 15th of Adar would fall out on Erev Shabbat. And he says, "V'shulchanot lo nafke ad chad b'shava." And the money changers wouldn't go out into the city until Sunday anyway. Hilkach me'acherin. So you would have 2 weeks anyway. It would not be a problem, and so therefore you can push it off until after. He says, "Okay." Tanan, it's on the Mishnah. Chaliyot b'tocha Shabbat. It falls out during the week. Makdimin l'sha'avar. We read it earlier. Umafsikin l'Shabbat acheret. And the next Shabbat, we make an interruption. And then the following Shabbat, we would read the next parasha. My love, afilu b'erev Shabbat. Is this not saying, even if it falls out on Erev Shabbat, would you do that? No, b'tocha Shabbat afka. No, specifically during the week, not on Friday. Hashema. Ezohi Shabbat Rishonah. What is considered the first Shabbat? Kol shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar, any Shabbat that Rosh Chodesh Adar falls into it. Vafilu be'er Shabbat, and even on Er Shabbat. Where it says, my love, Vafilu be'er Shabbat, dumiyad etocha, is it not saying that Er Shabbat is similar to it being during that week? That what? Ma tocha makdimin, af Er Shabbat makdimin. That just like if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during the week, we would read the Shabbat earlier. So too, if it falls out on Er Shabbat, we should read the Shabbat earlier. Comes Shmuel and says, Amar Shmuel, bah. No, it says, really what I meant to say was ba, meaning what is ba? Meaning it's talking about if it falls out, here, Rashi explains it. Rashi says, hay betocha, that which it said during it, the katane lav betoch shavua ela toch Shabbat atzmo. It wasn't saying it fell out during the week, it was saying it fell out on Shabbat. That's when it's that we makdim it, right? V'chein tana devei Shemuel ba, and he taught also it means the word ba. How do you explain the word ba? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says betosefta dehaf beraita ezoi Shabbat rishona kol shachar Rosh Chodesh Adar liot betoch ba beyom Shabbat atzmo. Anytime Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbat itself, v'afilu chal be'erev Shabbat, and even it falls out on erev Shabbat shel etmol of yesterday ke'ilu chal ba, as if it fell out during Shabbat. Alma me'acherin ashmeina. It's going to teach us that actually erev Shabbat is like Shabbat in that we delay it, we push it until after, until Shabbat itself. So that's what he was trying to prove, saying you add the word ba. Okay, katanai, it's like a machloket tanaim misargin the Shabbatot. The Rebbe Yehuda and Nasi, we alternate the Shabbatot, meaning what? The first two of the portions of the four portions that we read, we make an interruption between them. We don't read them back to back. So we make an interruption, Shekalim, and then we make an interruption before Zachor. So he says, that's the words of Rabbi Danasi. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, in Mesargin, he says, no, we don't make this type of like alternation or interruption, he says. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Ematai Ani Omer in Mesargin. When do I say we don't make this interruption? Bizman Shechal Yod Be'er Shabbat. Only when it falls out, Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Er Shabbat. Aval Bizman Shechal Yod Be'toch HaShabbat. When it falls out during the week, Makdim Be'Korem Shabbat Sha'avra, and you go back and you read from the previous Shabbat, Afal Pi Shehu Shevat. Even though it is the opinion, it is the month of Shevat still, and it's before Rosh Chodesh, you would still go back and read the previous week. So he's portraying over here, here's the Machloket Tanaim, as to how to understand. Here, if we look over here, the way they explain it, according to Rabbi Shimon over here, Shekalim will be read on the following Shabbat. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, it would be read on the previous Shabbat, and so therefore, and it really depends on the situation, but therefore you have a machloket tanaim as to if you read it before Shabbat, the previous Shabbat, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during the week or on a Friday, or if you were to read it after Shabbat. So that's what they're going to. So when it falls out on Erev Shabbat, that's what we're talking about. But whenever it falls out during the week, that's when we would read it the Shabbat earlier. Even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, he would agree that you read it the Shabbat earlier in that situation. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, "Bashniyah Zachor." On the second week, we read Zachor Itmar Purim Shachaliyot Be'er Shabbat. If Purim falls out on Friday, Amar Rav, Rav Amar Makdimin Parashat Zachor. Rav says we read Parashat Zachor the previous week. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, "Me'acherin." We read it the following week. Rav Amar Makdimin, Rav says we read it earlier. Why? Ki eche de lo tikdum asiya lezechira. In order so that the doing of the mitzvah of Purim, of celebrating the mitzvah of Purim, doesn't come before the remembering of the mitzvah, meaning the mentioning of the mitzvah. You should mention the aspect of remembering what had happened then in the in the parashat Zachor of Amalek, and only thereafter should we be celebrating the Purim. Ushmuel Amar, Ushmuel says, Me'acharin, no, we delay it. Why? Amar lach, kevan de'ika mukafin, de'avdei b'chamesar, since we have the walled cities, we do it on the 15th. He says, "Asiyah v'zechira behadeh hadade ka'atian." So we want both the people doing it and the mentioning of the reading of Amalek both to fall out on that same time. So we would push it off. He says, "We push it off." Tanan, it's not in the Mishnah. Bishnia zachor. In the second week, we read zachor. The Gemara says, "V'haki mikla resh yarcha b'Shabbat." But whenever Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbat, mikla Purim be'er Shabbat. Then what happens is Purim falls out on Friday. V'katane bishnia zachor. And we taught that on the second week, the second Shabbat, we would read Parashat Zachor. That's clearly not the case in this case. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbat, then the second Shabbat would be the 8th. So this is already the third Shabbat that they would be reading Zachor. It's not the second Shabbat. Comes the Gemara and says, "Amar Papa, My shnia, what does that mean? The second shnia lahafsaka. It's talking about the second since the interruption. The second after the interruption, that's when we would read Parashat Zachor. Okay, Tashema, we have Brayta. Ezo Shabbat Shniya. What's considered second Shabbat? Kol shechal Purim liyot betocha. Afilu b'erev Shabbat. As long as Purim falls out in that week, and even if it's on Friday, my love, erev Shabbat dumiya detocha. Is this not saying that Friday is similar to during the week? Matocha maktimin. Just like during the week, we read it the week earlier. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out during the week, we read it earlier. Af erev Shabbat maktimin. So too for erev Shabbat, we would say that we makdim and we read it earlier as well. So we just learned this kind of topic also. It's kind of repeating itself, but in a different aspect. So he says, Amar Shmuel ba. Shmuel said no. It says ba, meaning it's talking about it fell out on Shabbat itself. It says, V'chen tana devei Shmuel ba. So too fell out on Shabbat, and that's what it's referring to. That's what it was referring to, right? If we go back to that Rashi from earlier, the way Rashi explained that even if it falls out on Erev Shabbat of yesterday, it's as if it fell out on Shabbat, and we delay it, and we push it till Shabbat. And so that's what he was trying to say, and so we delay it one day. That was the opinion of Shmuel. We stop there for some questions. Okay, continuing. Okay, so the Gemara says, Chaliyot b'Shabbat atma. If Purim falls out on Shabbat itself, what if Purim falls out on Shabbat itself? So he says, Amar Rav Huna, the divrei hakol en makdimin. Everyone agrees we don't read it earlier. Right? Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Nachman says, Adayin machloket. No, it's still a machloket. Itmar, na mi yamar b'chi abar abba, amar b'abba, amar rav. Purim shechal liyot b'shabbat. If Purim falls out on Shabbat, makdim mekore b'shabbat she'avra zachor. We read the previous Shabbat, zachor. It's a machloket tanaim, as you can see. B'shlishit para aduma. The third Shabbat, we read para aduma. So the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, ezo hi Shabbat shlishit. What's considered the third Shabbat? Kol she'simuchal l'Purim achareya. As long as it is closest to Purim from after it. The closest Shabbat after Purim. That's the third Shabbat. Itmar, Rav Chama bar Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, Amar, Shabbat ha'simuchal l'Rosh Chodesh Nisan. He says, no, it's the third Shabbat is the Shabbat that's closest to the following month, which is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Velo pligi, and they're not arguing. Hadi ikla Rosh Chodesh Nisan b'Shabbat. The difference of them between them would be if Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the following month, fell out on Shabbat or fell out during the week. So let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shalohu tzrach, it's the last Rashi, second to last Rashi. Shalohu tzrach lahakdim parashat achodesh, the Shabbat sha'avra. Karina the Shabbat sha'avra para aduma. Kerbi achab bari chanina. Whenever Rosh Chodesh Adar Nisan falls out in the middle of the week, that's why we would read Parashat HaChodesh, the Shabbat before it. Okay, so what's the difference? If it falls out, if Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out during the week, then we would read Parashat HaChodesh, the previous Shabbat, and Parashat Parah Adumah, the 2 weeks before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and that would be according to the opinion that we read it closest to Purim, from after it. Whereas if Rosh Chodesh Nisan fell out on Shabbat itself, that's when we would actually be able to read Parah Adumah, the Shabbat before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it's really not a machlok, it just depends on when Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues and says, But if we eat Chodesh HaZelachem, on the fourth week, on the fourth Shabbat, we read Chodesh HaZelachem, Tana Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Shechaliyot B'Shabbat, if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbat, Korin Kitisa, we read Kitisa, Umaftirin B'Yoyadan, we read the Haftarah of Yoyada, Ve'ezo Yishabbat Rishona, and what's the first Shabbat? Kol Shechal Rosh Chodesh Adar, Liyot B'Tocha, and as long as Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in that week, that is considered the first Shabbat. Ba'afilo Be'er Shabbat, and even if it's on Friday, B'shni'a Zachor, the second Shabbat we read Zachor, Maftirin Pakati, and we read the Haftarah of Pakati. It's talking about, I think it's referring to Shaul, right? So over there it's similar to the aspect of Zachor at Amalek, so that's why we read that as Haftarah. Ve'ezo yi Shabbat Sheni'a, and what is considered the second Shabbat? Kol Shechal Purim Liot Batucha, as long as Purim falls out within it, Rafil Barav Shabbat, and even if it falls out, on Erev Shabbat after it, meaning on the Friday after it, as long as it, even if it falls out then, that would still be considered within that week. But Shishit Paraduma, on the third Shabbat, we read Paraduma. Maftirin Vezarakti Alechem, and we read, I think it's in Yechezkel, we read about the sprinkling of the blood, of the dam, of the water to purify, so that's also referring to the Paraduma. Ve'ezo Ish Shabbat Shalishit, and what's considered the third Shabbat? Kol shes muchad purim acharya, as long as it's closest to Purim after it. But if we eat a chodesh hazeh lachem, on the fourth Shabbat we read a chodesh hazeh lachem, parashat chodesh, maftirin ko amar Adonai Elohim, and we read the haftarah, this haftarah, which is also, I think, found in Yechezkel, ko amar Adonai Elohim, barishon ve'echad lachodesh, referring to the time of the first month. And it says, ve'ezohi, flipping the amud, ve'ezohi Shabbat revi'it, what's considered the fourth Shabbat? Kol shechad Rosh Chodesh Nisan liyot betochah, v'afilo b'erev Shabbat. As long as Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls out in that fourth week, even if it's the Friday after it, that would still be considered the fourth Shabbat. Ve'chamishit chozirin l'chesidran. We said in our Mishnah that on the fifth week, we go back to the original order. We go back to the original order. So the Gemara says, "Leseder mai." What original order are you referring to? Rabbi Ami Amar leseder parshiyot uchazer. Rabbi Ami says you go back to the order of the parshiyot. You skipped parshiyot, so now you go back to that order of parshiyot. Rabbi Yirmi Amar. Rabbi Yirmi says no. Leseder haftarot uchazer. No, you go back to the order of haftarot that you skipped. Rabbi Ami mistabra. It makes sense more like Rabbi Ami that we go back to the order of the parasha. The Tnan, as the Mishnah said, Lakol Mafsikin, we would interrupt every parasha in order for these things. The Rashi Chodashim for Rosh Chodesh, to mention Rosh Chodesh in Aliyah, the Chanukah for Chanukah, the Purim for Purim, the Taniyot for fast days, the Ma'amadot, the Yom HaKippurim and for Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, Pishlam Adam Adam, let's say the Parashiyotu Chozer. It makes sense according to the opinion who says we interrupt and then we go back to the regular order of the Parashiyot that we skipped. Hainu De'ika Parasha Bechol, because that makes sense, because, you know, we have fast days, for example, or Ma'amadot, all these only, these are things that only fall out during the week, and it makes sense that we have a parasha that we read during the week. But the Gemara says, Elo demanda amar leseder haftarot uchuzer. But if you're saying you go back to the original order of the haftarot that you skipped, the Gemara says haftarah b'chol mi'ika. Do we have a haftarah during the week? We definitely do not have haftarah during the week. So how can you go back to the original on a fast day, for example? We fast on Shabbat? No, we don't fast on Shabbat. So we only have fast day readings during the week. On our fast day reading during the week, do you read a haftarah? No, we don't read a haftarah. So how can he answer that saying we go back to the regular order of the haftarot? So he says, ve'idach, what would Rabbi Yirmiyah respond? Ha kadita, v'ha kadita. Maybe it's saying that each one is different in its own case, meaning, what does he mean by that? I think Rashi explains it. If you look at Rashi, v'aday mafsikin b'chol parashat hayom. For sure we stop the parasha during the week in order to read the you know, the me'ena me'ora, whatever day it is. Aval v'shabbat, sheyesh haftarah, mafsikin v'haftarot, v'korim v'haftarah me'ena me'ora. He says no. So it's two-sided. One aspect is, yeah, during the week we stop for seder haftarot, and then we continue, we go back to the seder parashiot, and then we go back to the regular parasha that we missed during the week, let's say for a fast day. But on Shabbat, when there is a haftarah, we stopped also the regular haftarot reading, so when we return back on the fifth week, after we read Parashat HaChodesh, we would go back on Shabbat to the Haftarah that we had skipped last, that we had missed last, and so therefore we would continue from there. So he says it's two double coins. One is, during the week, is referring to the order of the Parashiyot. On Shabbat is referring to the order of the Haftarah. Okay? The Gemara comes and continues and says, "Taniyot lama li hafsaka?" And why do we need a hafsaka? Why do we need like an interruption, so to say, of the Torah readings for fast days? Meaning when we have a fast day, we stop the regular parasha and we read the fast day parasha. So Gemara says, "Likri mitzafra binyana deyoma." Why not in the morning just read the regular parasha? Let's say it's a Monday and Thursday. Read the regular parasha in the morning. Uve mincha v'ta'anita. And during mincha, you read the fast day's reading. You don't need to read the fast day's reading twice. The Gemara says, "Mesayle derav Huna." This supports Rav Huna. "Damar Rav Huna mitzafra kinufia." Because in the morning, that's when the gathering, everyone comes together in order to assemble in honor of the fast day. So that's why you should read it in the morning. So the Gemara says, "Hechi avdin." So how do we do it? "Amar bayim mitzafra depalgei deyoma." What do we accustom ourselves on the fast day from the morning until the middle of the day? He says, "Ma'ininan b'milei demata." We delve in a little bit or scrutinize the people, the people's actions and the people's affairs of our city, of our town. If we go from the middle of the day to the, one fourth left in the afternoon, I guess three quarters into the day, the yoma of the day, kara umaftare. We would read the from the Torah. We would also conclude reading from the haftarah of the Nevi'im, and verivad yoma ba'u rachamei. In the last quarter of the day, we would request prayer. We would pray from Hashem and ask for mercy. Shneimar v'ikrau b'sefer Torah Adonai Elohim. They read from the Torah. Revi'it hayom, in the quarter of the day. Revi'it. And then one quarter, mitvadim u'shtachavim, we would, you know, admit our sins and we'd pray down, we'd bow down to Hashem. The Gemara says, ve'ipuch ana. But why don't we reverse the order and say that, you know, the why not just say that the first half of the day is what is meant actually over here in this case? Meaning the Gemara is questioning that assumption that we have that the that the prophet over here, that the Navi over here is speaking about the latter half of the day. Why not say it's talking about the first half of the day? So the Gemara comes and says, don't think that. Dichtiv, as the Pasuk says, that all of the fearers of God will come and gather. And he says, Al Ma'al HaGola, concerning the transgression of the people in exile, V'ani Yoshev Mishomim Ad Lemincha Ta'ariv, and I am sitting like desolate until the afternoon offering. And then it says, Uchtiv, Uvemincha Ta'ariv, Kamti Mita'aniti, in the mincha of the, by the mincha of the after afternoon offering, at that time, that's when I arose from my fast, meaning to say what? The way Rashi explains it, Rir Veliga Rashi says, basically, that the Gemara is trying to prove from the conclusion of the Pasuk that, to say that that the Pesukim here are actually indicating that the last quarter of the day is actually the most appropriate time for a person to come and do lots of prayer and ask Hashem for mercy. And so that's what it was referencing to. So we're not going to say that the mercy and the prayer comes in the first half of the day. We're going to say it actually comes in the second half of the day in this Baraita. And that's what you see from the Pesukim, that he would get up from his fast and he would go and pray essentially in the afternoon part of the day. That's what he was just trying to teach us all of this. And he was going back on the point of during the Ta'ani, we can't have just read the fast day readings just in the afternoon, because the morning is a main part of the fast day. That's when a lot of people come and gather in honor of the fast day. Okay, we'll stop there for some final questions. Okay, let's continue. New Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "B'Pesach Korin v'Parashat Mu'adot." We read the parasha of the Mu'adot, of the festivals, Shel Torat Kohanim, in the book of Vayikra. But Ba'atzeret on Shavuot, Shiva Shavuot, we read about Shavuot. Be'er Shoshana on Rosh Hashanah, Be'chodesh HaShivi, Be'echad HaChodesh, we read on the seventh month, the first of the month. Be'Yom HaKippurim on Yom Kippur, Acharimot, we read Acharimot, which discusses also the laws of Yom Kippur. Be'Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, on the first day of Chag HaSukkot, Korin Parashat Mu'adot, we read on the festivals, Be'Torat Kohanim, also on Vayikra, Ushar Kol Yomot HaChag, and all other the days of Sukkot, Be'Korbanot HaChag, we read about the sacrifices of Sukkot. V'Chanukah, Benesim, during Chanukah, we read about the leaders. But Purim, on Purim, Vayavo Amalek, we read about Amalek. Rashi Chodeshim, on Rosh Chodesh, we read about Rosh Chodesh. Rashi Chodeshim, V'Ma'amadot, during the Ma'amadot, Ma'aseh Bereshit, we saw this in Ma'aseh Ta'anit, we would teach and read Ma'aseh Bereshit on the Ma'amadot. But Ta'aniot, on the fast days, we're flipping the Amud, Brachot Uklalot. We would read on the fast days blessings and curses to wake people up. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Ein mafsikin meklalot." We cannot stop and interrupt the Torah reading for the curses of the curses. Ela echad koreit kulan. One person has to read them all. We don't stop in the middle. B'sheni b'chamishi b'shabbat. B'shabbat b'mincha. Monday, Thursday, and Shabbat mincha. Korin kesidran. We read the regular order of the parashiyot of the following week. Vein olin lahem min ha-cheshbon. And this does not count as a part of the calculation. Oh, you covered your Torah reading for next week, for the following week. This is every Shabbat, a person has to read again the parasha itself. Why? Shenimar the pasuk says, Vayidaber Moshe en Moadei Adonai al-Bnei Yisrael. What does that mean? Mitzvatan shiyu korin kol echad ve'echad bizmano. Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us from this pasuk that it's a mitzvah that each and every parasha be read in its proper and appropriate time, on each holiday for each holiday, on each Shabbat for each appropriate and proper Shabbat for that time. So even if you read Monday and Thursday during the week, we still have to read again on Shabbat, and that does not exempt you. Okay, I think we'll stop here for today. And tomorrow night, we'll have a scene with Hashem.